Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, today we are celebrating the fourth Sunday of Lent, and it is also called Letare Sunday, which means rejoice. The readings what we heard, the first reading, the gospel reading, also speaking about rejoicing or being joyful. So in the first reading of today, the people of Israelites, for so long, they have been eating the food which was provided by God, manna. But when they entered the promised land, they cultivated, they produced their own bread, and for the first time, they have eaten their own produce. And by eating the food what they produced, and they are very joyful and happy because it is their hard work. So they're rejoicing, they're being happy. That is the reason they're celebrating the Passover, having their own food. And coming to the gospel reading of today, two people are rejoicing. One is the father with his unconditional love, unconditional mercy and forgiveness. He was waiting for his son to return. And when he returned, there was a great joy. The father was telling, "My son who was lost is found. My son who was dead came to life again." See what a great joy the father has. And the son who was lost because of his own sinful nature, and when he truly repented, and when he came to acknowledge, "I have done something wrong. I have done something against my own father. I was disobeyed the commandments." When he truly repented, there is a great joy in his soul, in his heart. And with that great joy in his soul and heart, he came back to the Father. Dear brothers and sisters, so this is what we are called to celebrate, joy. Because when you and me truly repent for our own sins, rather than justifying, rather than making excuses, rather than blaming someone else, but if I confess my own sins, if I acknowledge my own wrongdoings, there is a great joy in my own soul. So this is what the younger son who was lost is reminding all of us. Don't tell me that I have no sin. We all have the sin. That is the reason we have the great season of Lent, to acknowledge our own wrongdoings, to waken up our own heart and mind, rather than justifying our sins, but rather repenting them and seeking the forgiveness and pardon from God. And if you want to enjoy the true happiness, the true joy, definitely we have to repent for our sins. So if you and me don't repent, if you are justifying, then there is no peace, there is no joy in our heart. So this man is setting a role model for all of us, setting a good example for all of us, how we can able to repent and come back to the Father who is always merciful and forgiving. So because God is always waiting for you and for me, rather than keep going, let's make the U-turn to come back to God and asking God, "Lord, I'm sorry. I'm a sinner. Forgive me." And God doesn't say, "How many times should I need to forgive you?" But always with his unconditional love, unconditional mercy, and he's ever ready to forgive those who say, "Lord, I'm a sinner." Let's make use that great opportunity what God is giving to all of us. And coming to the Father, you know, showing His love and compassion and mercy, He was awaiting for the Son to come back. I will give you one example. I don't know how many of you really know about the story about Saint Augustine. We know before he became the saint, he was a great sinner and he was completely lost, and his own mother, Monica, was praying for him. Probably 15 to 22 years. And she has been waiting that my son, one day he would return back to me. My son, one day he would truly repent. My son who was lost, he will come back to the good life again. She never lost her faith. She never lost her prayer life. Never disappointed, but rather she was keep praying to God for 15 to 22 years. Dear brothers and sisters, so today we know the bishop has written the letter asking the people to pray for inviting one back or walking with one. That could be our own family members. That could be your own siblings. That could be your own sons and daughters who don't practice their faith and who are being addicted to so many things. And we have been praying, and we are praying. And you know, when they return back, there will be great joy for all of us. When we read the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, 10 says, there is a great joy over one sinner who repents and come back to God. There is a great joy. There is a great celebration in heaven. So that's what you and me will be celebrating when our own brothers and sisters return back to God. When our own siblings come back to God, recognizing, repenting that there is a true God, I need to come back to Him. And there is going to be a great joy and we are going to celebrate it. So let's try our best, you know, to be merciful as our own Father is merciful. Let's not be judgmental like the oldest son, rather than seeing the joy of his brother returning, but he was becoming judgmental, accusing and blaming. He's a sinner. I don't want him. But we supposed to love each other, forgive each other, pray for each other, and let's be joyful, rejoicing, because we all belong to God. So let's not hate each other, let's not be judgmental, but rather let's be kind to each other, let's pray for each other, because the love of God is telling us we also need to love each other. Let's show our mercy and the compassion to our own brothers and sisters. Let's pray for them. Amen.